NASCAR is trying to appeal to a broader audience beyond its traditional base, mostly made up of older white Southerners. One way the organization is trying to diversify its appeal is by recruiting young, diverse pit crew members. Earlier today in Concord, NASCAR held a diversity pit crew combine, where 12 college athletes with diverse backgrounds competed for a chance to train as a NASCAR pit crew member. While most of the athletes were recruited from colleges around the U.S., one named Robin Loza, a former CPCC student, signed himself up. I met with Robin and spoke with him at the combine earlier today. Robin Loza, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So most of the college athletes here today were recruited by NASCAR scouts who visited their schools and found them, but you actually came as a walk-on, like by your own volition, right?
Right.
Yeah, so how come?
So I had a friend, he's actually in the pit crew team right now, he's out there right now, and he was telling me about NASCAR. He was like, he works for NASCAR. I was like, hey, you work for NASCAR? I was like, how was that? You're not a driver, are you? He was like, no, I work for the pit crew team. I'm like, pit crew team, okay. I was like, ain't those the guys that change tires? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay. He was like, why don't you give it a shot? You could do it. You've played sports in the past before. You're athletic. You're pretty good. I'm like, I've never grew up watching NASCAR. I know nothing about NASCAR. I can only tell you Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt. That's it. I can't say anything else besides that. And he was like, oh, you don't got to know about it. You could just do it to enjoy yourself. You just do it for the fun of it like I do. I was like, okay. So he invited me to one of his practices, and he introduced me to the coach, Coach Phil Horton. And I sat back, saw how they practice, saw how they their movements, the speed at which they work at, which is pretty awesome. And it caught my interest. So after I saw it in practice, I spoke to the coach, and I was like, you know what, I think I might be a little interested in doing this. I wasn't too sure at first if I was going to like it now, because, you know, I've never been into NASCAR, didn't grow up watching NASCAR. But after watching them practice, I was like, you know what, I may give this a shot. I might like this a little bit.
You said that you didn't have NASCAR growing up, like no one in your family, or you didn't have friends who were racing fans?
I had friends who were racing fans, yes. I always had friends who were racing fans. But as far as me, no. My main sports were football, basketball, boxing, you know. Them the three main sports that I watched, NASCAR. Now, the video games I play, video games are fun. Yeah. Yes, the video games I like playing.
So have you had much experience changing tires before?
Never. I never changed tires or got involved in the mechanic business or anything like that. I don't know much. To be honest, I don't know much about cars. Yeah, but I like it so far. I think it's going good for me, and yeah. I'm not great. I'm not good yet. I only have 3 months of experience, but I plan on getting up there soon. Mm-hmm.
So there are 12 college athletes here today from colleges around the U.S. Mm-hmm. You're representing Charlotte as a former wide receiver for CPCC, and so you guys are going to be doing
Rocky River High School.
Rocky River, I'm sorry. So you guys are going to be doing a number of exercises and drills throughout the day, and then at the end of this, they're going to pick the top 6 athletes to go on to like a training program for a pit crew, right? So I'm not trying to lay on the pressure or anything here, but depending on how you perform today could depend whether this like new avenue opens up in your life, right?
Right.
So are you at all nervous? Do you have any like techniques for dealing with that?
Only thing I could do is just do what I've been doing for the past 3 months. You know, just do what I've been training on. However, today I'm a little nervous because I have blisters in my hands, so it's kind of holding me back from, you know, going at the velocity I want to go to. But no excuses, you know, whatever happens, happens. It's not the end of the world for me. So
how'd you get blisters on your hands?
It happens. You know, that air gun, you know, if you pop them lug nuts real hard, yeah, you blisters causes blisters on your hands. Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that. That's an occupational hazard, right?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the only thing I could do is suck it up and just move along with it. Yeah.
So all of today's participants, including yourself, are part of NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program. And that's because NASCAR is trying to make itself a more diverse sport and kind of shed the perception that it's mostly for Southern, mostly white men, right?
Right.
Do you think that the sport's moving in a good direction? And what would your message be for future minorities who might want to get involved?
I think, my plan, because I'm Hispanic American, Nicaraguan descent, and yeah, my plan is to, if I do get good, which I hope, to represent the Latinos and the NASCAR pit crew team. And I think we're moving along so far pretty good as far as diversity. I think Coach Phil Horton has a good team going on his hands. He recruits people from all kinds of races and cultures and things of that nature. So I think it's moving along pretty good. We're seeing more different culture, like you said, not just, you know, the white man, but other everybody from all around the world, which is a beautiful thing to see, you know, because it makes your country proud, you know, to see somebody make it on top and represent your country. So, yeah, it's always good to see.
So what's your hope for today?
My hope is, you know, I'm hoping the best for everybody, not only for me, but I wish the best for everybody. I hope everybody, you know, can make a good career out of this in the future, enjoy themselves and make the best out of it. Only thing is, you know, just, yeah, do what you got to do. Do what you were told. That's it.
Robin Loza, best of luck to you today, and thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's Robin Loza, a former CPCC student who also played football at Rocky River High. NASCAR will be announcing its diversity pit crew finalists sometime in the next few weeks.